I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My boyfriend ate an entire biscuit tin.
In front of you?
And I didn't even have a single one because I just was not asked about it.
That's what your wife's done to me.
Oh my God. I think she's broken me.
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you've panicked because it's March and you've only stuck to plan for 1 week this year, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
And it's Easter this month.
Yes.
It is.
Well, stop bringing that up.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. Producer Paul is also here. Hi.
Hi.
Let's start with our first update from Victoria.
I've just had the most carbiest breakfast ever. I had tiger bread with two cheese-topped waffles and two sausages because Star Week is hitting me hard and I needed all the carbs. There we go. That rhymes. Get it on a sticker, producer Paul. Anyway, on to the last week. So I would like to nominate, obviously, producer Paul's wife for least supportive and most supportive diet partner. Now, the least supporting is the fact that I took home half of that cake and I had every intention of freezing it, but did I? Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
Me and my boyfriend made our way through it through all of last week, and I think it finally went on Friday evening, so we did really, really well with that. But she's also most supportive diet partner because I never want to eat a slice of chocolate cake ever again.
Really?
I have had my sweet fix well and truly fixed, thanks to producer Paul's lovely wife. I haven't changed my battery in my scales, so I don't know if my theory is going to be right, whether I'm going to gain 3 pounds this week because I lost 3 last week. And that seems to be how I'm getting on at the moment. I do not know.
Let's first talk about the cake.
If you missed
week's episode, go and look at our socials. It's called The Paul.
The Paul.
Yeah, it
1,000 layers deep. And it was so good.
So, so good.
Did you, when you took it home and had, because we had a bit here while we were doing the podcast,
yeah.
Did you microwave?
Yeah, so I think I took just under half of it home with me.
Which is enough for 7 weeks.
Oh, well, you would think so, wouldn't
yeah.
you? I split it and I put a picture in the group chat into 3 Tupperware boxes.
Right.
Yes.
That's how much there was.
Yes.
And I also took a slice to my lovely friend.
Mm-hmm. Her message is coming up later on.
Oh, great. Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
It's so good.
She works from home, so I thought that would be a nice little pickup for the afternoon. But yeah, I had every intention of freezing some of it. Didn't freeze any of it.
Just ate it.
Just ate the whole cake. Throughout the whole week, half of that cake. Just I kept.
Really?
But,
yeah.
Because it was so delicious.
Yeah.
But so rich. When I got home from the recording, I had to have a cube of cheese.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I was so overstimulated with sugar and sweetness.
I didn't have any lunch.
Usually you don't eat it.
Usually I would go home and have some lunch after recording.
Yeah, I genuinely felt all day like I just need to get a little bit of cheese
in
me.
A bit of salt.
And I don't need anything ever again.
In fact, I think I had some pork scratchings that day.
Did you?
Because I needed that salt. Yeah, a bit like you.
Yeah.
But lovely. So
it was so nice.
I did microwave it after I realised that that is what you should do. And it changed it.
for the better, if that was even possible.
So
yeah, honestly though,
because the ganache became like a
melty,
creamy,
gooey
mousse.
Mess. Oh, bit of squirty cream as well.
Oh yeah, you're adding to it.
Yeah,
that's problem there.
You're adding sweetness.
Yeah,
oh
sure.
My god. Okay,
something, you know. So yeah, I loved last week. Loved the cake, but Jesus Christ, I'm done. I'm over sweet.
I know what you mean, because you know the Bruce cake that we've been after.
I'm not bothered now.
Which Paul's wife recreated for us. I've not even tried this week. Because
really?
I thought, yeah, I do need a break.
Yeah.
I do need a little bit of a break.
I am with you, honestly, because usually by now I would be really very much into the sweet things.
Yeah.
But I'm just not bothered.
After my holiday, I might have a I might be back.
In fact,
who knows?
I went to Morrison's yesterday. And I walked past the bakery and there were palmiers there. And I've still not tried one.
Mm.
And I just carried on going.
No,
I don't need this. After chocolate cake week.
But yeah. I thought sugar was like a drug. Like, the more you have, the more you need.
And feel sick for doing
yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's the problem, is if you have too much. I would imagine this is like a smoker and you say to them, right, have 70 cigs now in 10 minutes, go, puff away, and they're like, almost die.
Like they say it happened to kids in the 70s,
yeah,
if you got caught smoking,
exactly,
they'd lock you in a room and
exactly
make
right.
you smoke a
force
whole cigarette
you to smoke pack. Until you're actually sick, and then you never want them again. So this is not a reflection on your wife's baking.
Oh, no.
Because it was so good.
It was so good, I had to keep eating it, and therefore...
I've overdone it,
but... Great, because I've got that fix out of the way.
Fine.
So I'm happy with that.
Now, what's interesting to me from your week is you're saying it was Star Week.
Yeah.
But you went carby.
Yeah, I'm very carby at the moment.
Are you carby normally, or is that because you've been over? Yeah, because it's normally sweet things
sweet.
On Star Week.
But I had a tiger... Yeah, beautiful, let me picture it. Two slices tiger bread, two waffles with melted cheese done in the air fryer with two Cumberland sausages.
Oh,
it was just
happy birthday.
Calm. Great.
Beautiful.
Hit the spot. Lovely.
So you haven't replaced sugar with broccoli then?
Why would you do that?
No.
Okay,
no one,
crazy to
no one seems to do that, weirdly.
Beige.
Yes.
Sure.
What happened on the scales? Because let's have a look at what you've actually done. Your results have been very interesting. Last 5 weeks, let's go back to.
Sure.
So lost 4, gained 2,
yep.
Lost 3. Gained 3, lost 3, which
That's
is why
crazy.
There's a real weird, are your scales even working?
Are you going to believe me if I tell you that I've gained 3?
Oh, have you?
No, sure.
I was in then. I thought, it is a pattern.
No, I haven't. I've lost, which is by God knows how some sort of miracle.
Well, because I think all you've done is eat cake and nothing else. So that could happen.
I genuinely think that is it.
Yeah.
I think I've made myself that full from that I do not want
anything
else.
Nothing else matters.
I've lost a pound this week.
Great!
Was not expecting to see that on the scales, especially with the bloat. So I'm really hoping for a good loss next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're bloated this week.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. And
so you are.
I'm not going to be eating sweet stuff because I got all the cake out of my system last week.
Honestly,
this is the best it could be for me.
Yeah. In fact, bake more cakes. That's what we say to producer Paul's wife.
I have noticed, though, I've not been eating as much cheese. And I wonder if that's something to do with it.
Never say that. That's not a sentence that is allowed on this podcast.
No.
I'm okay us being
fine.
Over
yeah,
cake. I'm not okay us being over cheese.
I might just have to have a block just to see.
Just to see.
Yeah.
Well done. That's
Thanks.
Really
yeah, no,
good.
I'm really pleased with that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Secret World Slimming Club's Stat Centre.
Oh,
I can tell you, Victoria, by losing a pound this week, that's the first time you've got back-to-back losses so far this year.
Great. Lovely.
What
I'll
a lovely
it.
Stat.
Well, I mean, is it lovely or is it middle of March and, you know, you should have done
Excuse
that already?
Me. My Hold on, mister. We will get to you shortly.
We bloody will get to him.
My NutriCheck says I've lost £8 this year, so I'll take that.
Yeah,
that's
well, my record say you've lost £8 this week.
Right. No, not this week, this year.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so more accurate than NutriCheck, unless
like
they
to
want
say,
to sponsor the show.
We'd like to say out loud that I think they know what they're doing a little bit more than you.
No.
In fairness.
Remains to be seen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well done, darling.
Thank you.
Well done. You don't need an excuse of the week, but let's do one from Leanne Johnson, who sent this one in.
She says, thinking about my excuse for next week already, does hair dye weigh more, do you reckon? Interesting. Although I have just had a trim too, so that could be a loss.
Absolutely. Hair will weigh more than dye.
Yeah.
Dye does weigh something, of course, if you put it on the scales.
Yeah, sure.
Go with it if you want. Well done, you. Keep your excuses coming in. We like to know how you're thinking about getting on the scales. They could be featured in a future episode. Also, please remember, we've got more for you than this episode. Over 180 bonus episodes now. Our extra portions are there for you to catch up on if you sign up to our Patreon page.
It's just biscuits. That's 180 biscuits. That's how I view it.
We've had so many messages this week about people eating biscuits along with extra portions.
Great, as
like,
they should.
We're terrible influence. If you join any time in March, you get a free I sail at Margaret's Yacht Club sticker as part of your membership. If you know, you know. You also get access to weight loss certificates and a special gain certificate as well. We're getting into holiday season. They will be available as soon as we get into holiday season, won't they, Producer Paul?
Sure, yeah. Can't wait.
Oh, okay, good, because I'm going on holiday in a week and a half.
Oh, is it really that quick?
Yeah. 10
Great.
Days. Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? So I'd like the certificate ready for my return. Weight loss certificates, though, Victoria, go to...
Yeah, Sue Hook has lost half a stone.
Well done.
Laura Noble and Emily Sins have lost a stone.
Yeah.
And Sarah Williams has lost 3 stone.
Wow.
That's depressing.
That's great.
It's like good for Sarah. But it's also...
depressing for you.
Depressing. There's a £100 draw each month and spot prizes as well. This month's £100 giveaway is a week today, 14th of March, 7 p.m. We'll be giving that £100 away. You don't have to join us live. If you're in on Patreon, then you're in the draw. Simple as that. If you want to join this month and immediately get your I sail at Margaret's Yacht Club sticker, it's my favourite one we've done.
Yeah, I do love it.
It's just £4 a month. If you want to join for all that stuff, search for us on the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right, let's talk about how our partners are with us dieting. Brace yourselves for these messages.
Can I just say, before we get started, you know, I said that I'm not having sweet stuff, like I've hit that.
Mm.
My boyfriend ate an entire biscuit tin, like all the contents of the biscuits the other day.
In front of you.
And I didn't even have a single one because I just was not asked about it. That's what your wife's done to me.
Oh my God.
I think she's broken me.
This could be a good thing though.
I think she's broken the sweet
part
of me.
She could charge for this service. I'll knock the sweetness out of you by forcing you to eat half a Paul cake.
I mean, it worked.
It worked. Sure. It's beautiful.
Rabia Weller says, we all know the meme about a woman changing all her habits and losing a measly pound. And hubby cuts his sugar in his tea by half a teaspoon and loses half a stone in a week.
Boo.
Oh, how we all laugh at it. Which is true. Let me tell you, not as funny when it happens in real life, though.
Oh, no. Go on.
So me, I fast a minimum of 16 hours every day. I only drink sparkling water and black coffee. I cut all added sugar, sweeteners and ultra-processed carbs. I eat a minimum of 30 plants a week and walk 10,000 steps most days.
This all has already made me have a small headache.
Yeah.
That what she does.
Dedication.
That is dedication.
The result?
Oh, God, I'm so scared.
Just about managed to maintain my weight loss. Admittedly, it is a 7 stone loss.
Okay, but still.
Yeah, you want more.
Yeah, you do.
Hubby dabbles in fasting, enjoys a drink, still eats sugar, carbs, anything he fancies. He comes out of the bathroom today to announce that he now weighs less than me.
Fucking hell.
Good job, I love him.
Dieting with partners around. Never easy.
My wife and I like to get into a fad diet together from time to time. Like, we've done veganism a bit of pescatarianism, different things, and they always end abruptly if I lose weight and she doesn't.
Because, Paul, it's not fucking fair.
Because she'll try harder than you as well.
Yes, she will.
Is she, though, if she's not getting the results I am?
No, it'll be more of a struggle. We're not going over this again.
We're not.
Lisa Marie says, I've been doing a fasting regime and I'm down 6 pounds. My husband decided to attempt a healthier lifestyle at the same time. He's down 20 pounds.
Oh. Yeah.
He's been getting all the compliments. He's been saying, oh, it's just about eating right to everyone. I finally had to burst his bubble last night because he went to the doctors for a checkup a few months ago and he was told he had elevated sugar levels. The doctor prescribed him Ozempic. in pill.
Oh.
Yeah, in pill form, which gives people an average of 20 pounds weight loss. And he hadn't realised. OMG, his face as it dawned on him. Bless him, he looks great, but I'm going to stay strong.
Imagine though, done something well.
Yes.
And then you realise it's actually just medicine that's made you.
Yeah, but...
I mean, I'll take it. I don't know, it came in pill form. That changes things.
I swear to God, if you had it and you didn't realise, that means you're just carrying on as normal and you feel fine. And you've dropped 20 pounds.
Oh,
and you're skipping through the bloody streets.
Yeah, I wonder if she waited until he started showing a bit of arrogance with it.
100%.
Dropping the bombshell.
Threw it in.
Yes.
Good for you.
Samantha Barrett says, look at this abomination I just found in my fridge. And it's a photo of a half-eaten Freddo.
Okay.
A Freddo, which is the smallest chocolate bar in the world. My husband didn't even eat the whole Freddo.
Wow.
Who in their right mind thinks, nah, I can't manage the whole Freddo, instead of eating at least two more? Half a Freddo.
It's a mouth and a half.
And shrinkflation, they are tiny now compared to what they used to be.
It's barely more than an advent calendar chocolate.
It's pathetic.
It's nice chocolate, better than advent calendar chocolate though.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, but still,
I love a Freddo.
Half a Freddo.
I know, and they're cutting it back.
I can't.
It's bonkers. On our radio show this morning, we spoke about the fact that an official portion of mini eggs is 8 eggs.
That's ridiculous.
That's what we...
8?
I know.
God, you
can't
have that in one go.
I know, in one mouthful.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I know, don't, because everyone's freaking outraged.
Oh.
But her husband, Samantha's husband... would find that a struggle because he's only eating half a Freddo at once.
I'm putting it in the fridge, which is a whole other talking point.
Oh, do you not put...
chocolate in the fridge? God, no. Do you get it from the fridge when you're in the supermarket?
Oh,
it always goes in the fridge for me.
Why? No. Oh, I
Easter
like
egg chocolate I like in the fridge. Like
oh,
a full...
God.
Yeah, because then every time you go in, you snap a bit off without anyone looking. That's not the reason. Lindsay Thomas says, I got to Target 3 weeks ago, but
amazing.
Since then, it's like I've lost the plot.
Oh, okay, maybe not then.
I find I'm secret eating because I know my husband will give me the look if he sees me. I went to the chemist on Saturday and bought a pork pie from Tesco to eat on the way back. Fucking hell. I went to the shop to drop a parcel off last night and bought a bag of cheesy puffs and 4 boosts.
Oh!
And ate the lot.
No way.
Tonight, I'm in the other living room while the husband's watching the F1 with a bag of Frazzles. How do I rein it in?
God, if you get to Target and you're doing that, there is literally no hope for us.
The thing is that the minute you have successfully had a pork pie in secret, your brain tells you, you've got away with that.
Yeah.
You've done that.
Oh.
You, because I swear to God, another thing I spoke about on the radio show this morning was the time that Matt, my boyfriend, found... chocolate wrappers and crisp wrappers in the bathroom bin.
Oh, yes, yeah.
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 And that really made me go. And he would, who's been eating in secret? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's a bit shameful.
I always find secret chocolate bars in boyfriend's pockets. You know, when you're sorting the washing out, you take the tissues out. And
yeah.
It's like a 12 packet, a Kit Kat.
So he's been eating in secret too.
Yeah. But that's fine, because, I mean, he can eat whatever and doesn't put a single pound on.
Well, Victoria, what's good for him is good for you.
Yeah, that's true.
So eat in secret.
But he brazenly orders a pizza for your house after dinner. What could he possibly be eating in secret? Is he having a kebab for Elevenses every
Probably.
Day?
Probably. Although, the other night, I was getting ready for bed, turning all the lights off and whatever, and I thought... He just kind of walked out the room. Like, didn't say anything. Okay. Didn't know if he was in the bathroom. So text him, obviously. Where are you? He said, I'm in the kitchen making my sandwiches for tomorrow. I thought, okay. So I go in. He's fucking eating Marmite on toast before bed.
Whilst making sandwiches.
Yeah. Literally 2 minutes before we're going to bed.
Mm.
All right, great. Nice. Just what I want to sleep next to.
I tell you.
Yeah,
the smell.
Emily Wood says, I'm here to tell you my most supportive diet partner is my husband.
Oh, we flipped it round.
For realising that if he promises a double G&T at the end, I would join him on a Saturday evening run.
Fuck off.
Wow.
Cheers.
No way.
Oh, no.
There is nothing you could promise me that would make me go running on any day.
I find it,
we've spoken about it before, I find it dull.
Yeah, I just can't be arsed. Yeah. I've done it. I did my 10K. That's fine.
You did it. She's done it once. What's wrong with you all?
Well, you're really retiring from everything. I'm done with cake. I'm done with running.
For the time being.
Giovanni Filano says the most supportive diet partner is not my wife.
Okay.
Who orders a hazelnut cream latte with cream on top and a piece of Bueno while I have a skinny flat white. I'm still convinced that girls make you fat.
Nah, not having it.
Isn't it lovely, relationships? Isn't it lovely? Especially when we've starved ourselves of all the food that we love. Everything's harmonious. All fine, all great. Talking of partners dieting in relationships, this week is a good week for me because Matt is working away. He's coming home every night, but he's working late. Okay. So he has actually said to me that he will get his own McDonald's on the way home.
What, every night?
Every night. Well, no, for 3 nights he's doing this.
Okay.
But what that does mean is I'm living at home like I'm single.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that for you, Joe.
Thank you. It is good. But, like, for the first day, I did go, oh.
Block of cheese.
Sure. It's just the other 2 days I'm now going, oh, well, let's go back to having no crap in the house.
Yeah.
And let's go back to actually batch cooking a lot of food.
Okay, how's that going?
That's happening tonight.
It's day two.
On day two.
So he's back tomorrow night.
Because when he's here, I'm often cooking separate meals and then I'll have a little bit of the crap that he's having.
Okay.
Just to make sure it's cooked properly.
Sure.
And all of that.
Yeah.
But now I'm, you know, I've got rid of him for a few days.
Well, he's going to be back tomorrow.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
Ask me next week.
Okay.
Can you ask me next week? Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. And remember, if you are a Patreon member, you actually choose which sticker you win. Just get in touch with your name and address. You can contact us on any of our socials. We're at Secret Slim Pod, plus the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook as well. Tons of chat between you guys every single week, which we love and appreciate.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, let's get another check-in then. It's from me.
I've got 2 weigh-ins and then I'm on holiday. Now, these weigh-ins, certainly next week I can't go to my original group because I'm double shifting. I don't know about tomorrow's weigh-in. I might be at my normal group and I might not. So I feel like this feels like crimbo limbo where it doesn't really matter. Because you're about to put a load of weight on anyway. I've also got some advice this week, which is I bought some Skinny Whip bars. You know the ones you get from B&M? I don't know what they are, 80 calories or so. Anyway, put them in my glove box. Little bit of advice. When I went to have one day on my way home from work, they froze.
What?
To the point where I almost dislocated my freaking jaw. The other things that have happened is my boyfriend's birthday. where I've been forced to have birthday cake. And also, we met up today with my sister, brother, partners, and we had a big pub Sunday lunch. It's really against the law to go to the pub on a Sunday and have a salad.
Were you in a rainstorm then when you were recording that?
Why? What does it sound like?
Rain.
Did it?
It's like next to a window.
I wonder why. Maybe I'm near the fire.
Oh, maybe.
I don't even know. Who freaking knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. I mean, I can barely remember recording it. It was literally a day ago.
What a great week, though.
It's been a lovely, like, in terms of, like, socially.
Very social, yeah.
And doing nice things with my life, it's been great. But that, unfortunately for me, never comes up. Yeah, it always comes at a cost. Okay. I tell you what, I have felt this week, though, really sluggish.
Oh.
Because well, like, we did go out for Matt's birthday and producer Paul's wife's cake.
Yes.
It's added to the sluggishness. Please do pass that back.
Sure.
and then we were out for Sunday lunch. And it feels like it's been a bit of a constant. I've not had a run of eating good things.
Oh.
I've eaten good things in between, but I've not really had a run at it.
Okay.
You know, so that you actually feel okay.
Okay.
So I've just been feeling off it, darling.
Did you go...
And can you diet when you're feeling off it?
No, you can't. No. You can't.
Thank you.
Did you go to your usual group?
No, I didn't. I went to a different group.
Okay.
Because we were planning on going to the cinema, but then Matt got work away. And then I already had it in my head where I was going.
Okay.
And I went to a mid-afternoon, a 3 p.m.
That's quite a good one, though.
Yeah, not bad. I like a 3 p.m.
Yeah.
And I maintained.
Oh, that's fine.
It's so fucking, it's not. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, but look at
it's
the week.
It's boring. It's boring.
Joe.
No, I've bored myself. It's so boring.
Look at the week you've had, though.
No, here's what
okay,
I want to say
right,
to you.
I give up then.
Here's what I want to say to you. There's a woman, one of the listeners, who messages me, direct messages me, and she started this year with exactly the same amount of weight to lose as me.
Okay.
So she's really good because she's always got to look glass half full, Joe, glass half full. She's ever so sweet. She's lost a stone. What have I lost this year, Paul?
4.5 pounds.
Joe, it's still a loss.
Yeah, but that 4.5 pounds is going, I'm off on sure all inclusive in literally 10 days.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you've
so,
got no
hope, then, so it's actually, I've got nothing to give you apart from depression, depression. I'm sick of it. My body's fighting against me. I want to mention menopause. And those women who message me and go, oh, well, I'm in my 60s and I'm a size 10. Good for you. How lovely. However, my body does not know what it's doing right now. It doesn't know if I'm a teenager, a bloated teenager, or I'm a perimenopausal woman. It doesn't know what's happening right now. And so I don't know what I'm fucking doing either.
Okay.
Oh, I'm all over the place.
Okay. Well,
I'm all over the place.
I've got in here, it says not included. Dehydrated.
What's I'm dehydrated. Now, here's another thing. Good.
Sorry,
thank
sorry,
you for bringing that
sorry,
up.
Sorry, producer Paul.
Here's another thing. I am crazy dehydrated at the moment, and my body's holding on to shit as well. So I'm dehydrated all the time.
Well, why are you dehydrated?
I'm drinking all the time, and the body is not letting it go, which is why I've turned into a massive fucking balloon.
Well, you're not massive,
thank
and you're not
you,
a balloon.
Thank you. But I don't know what's happening.
Will you be having a whoosh then?
I hope to have a whoosh.
It's coming.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing. But I'm drinking loads and it's not getting rid of it. Is there a doctor?
Have you
listening?
Got a water infection?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't...
Are you drinking loads? Because
shut your face. I've got a brew on the bloody go here.
Yeah, that looks nice. That
thank
travel
you.
Mark.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's a new one.
Yeah.
But the amount of times I make you a cup of tea and then come to make you another one an hour later... And you've not drank the one before
because
it?
No, because I've got four on the go usually of a morning.
Got,
yeah, because you're not drinking it in good time.
What about a non-caffeinated beverage?
Well,
a glass of water.
In fairness, though, I am decaf.
Okay.
So that is non-caffeinated. Yeah. I do have water. I had a glass of water this morning. I've had a herbal tea, blackberry and blueberry. Try and flush the toxins out. Get through me. I've had a decaf coffee. I've had about 5 cups of decaf tea.
Okay,
and, I've been to the loo, let me tell you, minimal times.
Okay.
It's all swirling around inside me and will not let it go, Paul.
I would say maybe seek some help now.
Well, I'm going to go on holiday first and then I'll sort it out. Nobody needs to go to the doctors before holiday with the risk of them going, oh, you possibly don't go. You just need to go.
Okay.
So I'm going to go, I'm going to eat and drink and have a lovely time. And then I'm going to face the music afterwards.
I was going to say,
brace yourself for that weigh-in week.
You've got two more weigh-ins to go before that, though.
One.
Oh, one now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've just had one, and I've just got next week.
Okay.
To face the music when I'm double shifting. So who knows what time I'll get to a group.
Okay. I feel a bit scared.
Yeah, good. Good. I'm glad. You wait till you're my age.
Okay.
Is everyone okay?
We're not still going to be doing the podcast then, are we?
Quite not, Jesus.
This year, let's move on to your lovely NSVs, because people are getting
some positiveness now.
People are getting non-scale victories all over the place, and we love it. Rhiannon's has come in.
Yeah, she says, I know this may not mean a lot to some people, but I think it's an NSV.
Go on.
I have been very self-conscious about my weight for a while, but yesterday I went to a spa in a new swimsuit.
Hey.
And the icing on the cake is I treated myself to a massage where I had to get my kit off and put on paper pants. I felt so proud of myself.
That is a big deal.
You know, when you're on holiday, the day that we would usually be recording, I'm going to a spa day.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nice. Well, Ethan's still in nursery, so I'm thinking making the most of that. I paid for it. So get me in the spa.
Oh, nice, darling. It is nice, though, when you do go to, like, for a spa, and because you can be, if you think that you've put weight on, or you're not the size that you want to be, you can be a bit self-conscious about things like a massage.
Yeah.
And at a spa, when all shapes and sizes are wandering around.
Yes.
It's perfect.
And everyone's just like in the same boat. Everyone just wants to chill in their dressing gowns.
We're
and
all
it's
very
just
zen.
Lovely.
I'm going on my first ever spa day on Friday.
You've never been to a spa before?
Never been to one before. I've always kind of liked the idea of it, and my wife and I are going,
amazing.
Looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm really I'm really jealous, because I bet it's a good one.
Yeah.
See, mine's just like a local hotel one, but it's fine. We've got afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, I've not been to a spa either. I just went to like a massage, like at a beauty room.
Mm.
But as long as you're all right, Paul,
we'll go to Eden Hall Day Spa.
Oh, I knew you were going to say Eden Hall. That's my favourite
one. Is it?
Yeah. And it's so expensive now. It used to be like quite, you could go for the day.
And get a good deal.
For like £75. That was like the cheapest for the day. Because you get 3-course lunch included as well.
Oh,
it's
interesting.
It's a lot more expensive now, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. The only bit I'm concerned about is she's going for a massage at some stage, which apparently takes an hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, so I'm just like on my own then. Just
you
like
all
doing...
love it. There's like a slumber room where you can go. Like there's like beds there with blankets. Yeah, there's reading rooms. There's like the steam. It is the best place. Eden Hall is amazing. If they want to sponsor this podcast at any point.
Yeah, we're happy to.
But what if I'm the only bloke then?
You will not be the only bloke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been with my boyfriend before.
Oh, okay, cool.
My mum and dad have been, because they're quite local.
And even if you are, Paul, don't worry, they won't come anywhere near you. Okay. Before our final messages, let's find out how producer Paul has done before his big spa weekend.
Oh, yeah, before he gets his 3-course
meal.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, my wife has stepped in now on my diet.
Damage control.
Decreased my portion size.
Oh, you said there was a threat of that, didn't you?
Yeah. So in February, I put on 6 pounds and I am the fattest I've been in years. So, yeah, portion size has come down, which has been okay. There has been some negotiation over over dinners. I've cut out all desserts in the week. That's what I always used to be. I never used to have it. And
no more marshmallows toasted by candlelight.
I can't remember the last time I had a marshmallow.
Okay, that's fine. But you did admit something to me this morning.
Interesting.
About a new addiction.
Oh,
mini eggs.
Yeah.
Well,
so he's gone off marshmallows onto mini eggs.
But actually, I asked her to look into it. It was like, what's the best for me? And she was like, I reckon the small pack of mini eggs is the way to do it. And I do make them last, whereas she puts in like 6 in a gob at once.
As you should.
That's not how I do it. So I had one of those small packs on Friday night and one slice of Bakewell tart, small.
Oh, lovely.
That's still a pudding, though. You said that you were off that.
No, that's weekend. There's different rules. Okay. Come on, keep up.
And did you know his weekend starts on a Wednesday?
Yeah. Cut out fish and chips on Friday.
Oh,
did not have it.
Did you not?
Had fajitas instead, which doesn't feel like a sacrifice at all.
No.
Love fajitas.
I was going to say, they are quite high calorie, though, fajitas.
I mean, maybe not compared to two full plates of chips.
Okay.
Although on Saturday, met my mate at the pub, had my first beer.
Yes, which you
shared for 2024.
On,
yeah,
on socials. You yep. never post on there, and then you decide to just post a selfie as if anybody cares.
I know. Like, it did come out of the blue. Yeah, like, hi, ladies, that. I'm out on the town.
Yeah. Come and buy me a drink.
Yeah. Okay. So because it was my first beer of 2024, got shit-faced.
Oh, God.
Pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's wow. it.
Came home, ate like two burgers and lattice fries.
Oh,
yeah,
whoa.
It was a lot. And then was okay again on Sunday.
Go on.
As a result, I've lost £3.
Oh, no oh, way.
Yeah.
£3, though?
£3, yeah.
Even if I'd been that good all week, and if I then I went out on a session and had burgers and lattice fries, I would not lose weight.
He's a man, Joe. He's a man.
Fucking hell. I don't like it when this is happening.
That means you're like halfway to losing the weight that you've put on.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, a menopausal woman does not want to hear this. Let me tell you right now.
My wife last night, she was like, I think looking at what you've done, I think you should lose £1 this week. And I was like, not sure.
Is she trying to do well herself?
Yeah, yeah. Although she's done pretty well recently, okay. anyway, so she's in really good form. Mm. But
what's pissed me off though, Victoria?
Go on, Joe, tell me.
Is that she should be on our side?
Yeah.
Why is she decreasing his portion sizes?
Yeah, that's true.
She should be decreasing her own
because
and not his.
She's got to go out with him at a spa. And she doesn't want to be seen with.
Oh,
you know,
true.
He's got, right. look, he's got to look okay. his best.
I know, but
otherwise,
it's
I'd be embarrassed.
Annoying.
All right.
She Sorry. Should be on our side. She should let you have fish and chips while she sits in the background.
And looks really good.
Achieving whatever she needs to each week. Oh, is she annoyed then that you've lost that
well,
much?
Well, I weighed myself this morning and that's before she wakes up.
Ah.
So I have messaged her and she said congratulations, but there was no like exclamation mark or anything like that.
That sounds very sarcastic.
I'm not convinced she's happy about it.
Well, good. Can you update us on that a bit later on, please, about whether... She is speaking to you.
Oh, look at his face. Yeah, he's like rocking, little smug, little smile.
Let's just move on and we'll say well done.
Guys, it works if you try at the diet, you know. You are allowed one cheat day, but if you get back on that horse, you can have great results.
Shall we just
Yeah, because
talk
I
him?
Don't. Okay. We're going to talk about the cake that producer Paul's wife made. It was called The Paul.
Yes.
You can go and look at the pictures on our socials, but that came in on the show last week.
Yep. And then my friend Sophie, who I went and dropped the slice off, had this to say.
Okay.
As an impartial and very lucky, oh, bless her, in real life friend of Victoria's, I can confirm that the Paul is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken me 4 days to eat one slice.
Oh, wow.
All hail Paul's wife. May her traffic lights be green and her side of the pillow always be perfectly cool.
Oh, I mean, all hail the wife.
And it was Sophie who said about the microwave for 15 seconds as well. So she did her research.
But how has she managed to make it last 4 days?
Oh, I love her, but she is a skinny bitch.
Oh, I don't
And
don't
she
her.
Can make things last. Oh, we do. Yeah, we do.
Oh,
we do.
But yeah. She's the type of person that has 8 mini eggs.
Yeah,
thinks that's okay.
Maybe. She probably would be full on that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
She would. But we love her for
Sophie,
it.
Sophie, we... Let's
and
move
it's,
on.
Sophie, who I'm going to the spa with as well.
Oh, is it?
So I care even less about what I look like because she's just going to look so much better than me anyway.
Well, if I enjoy it on Friday, maybe I should come along as well.
I don't want to spend time with you outside of the studio.
Oh, okay.
Philippa has messaged in saying, my life has changed dramatically since the last time I dieted, as I've taken on a new business, which means I'm in a building all day instead of out and about walking dogs.
Oh, wow.
So in theory, dieting is easier as I no longer have to consider the accessibility of eating it, and I have a microwave, a fridge. Mm-hmm. I also have a kettle on hand at all times. During the day, however, I really struggle with my sweet tooth and I keep picking up naughty things on my way to work. So I want to find some healthier sweet snack options that will satisfy the cravings without me needing to eat the whole packet. I'm sort of thinking maybe yogurt and things. Any suggestions?
Half a Paul cake.
Half a Paul cake.
Eat it. That will get rid of
In
any
fairness, you did lose weight on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
You
I
did.
God knows how.
You need to, she needs to cut up fruit.
Yeah, fruit and yogurt
fruit
was always
a bowl,
a good one for me.
Is a belter.
Apple, that's a good snack.
Yeah, and cut it up because it feels like
it
you're
does,
having a treat.
And it feels like you're having more.
Yeah. Marmite rice crackers.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Cubes of cheese.
Oh, cubes of cheese.
What else? Jelly pots.
Yeah, jelly pots are a good one.
Those. Beautiful.
Yeah, I don't know. What else? Sweet things. I don't know. I mean, I'm a bit... I know I don't really show it, but I think everything in moderation. Because I think if you don't have something that you're craving, you'll just want it more and then you'll eat more of it.
In your fat-free yogurt, why don't you crunch up a meringue?
Oh, meringue. That was the best one on Swimming World. Yeah.
Yeah, crunch up a meringue.
Make your own,
is meringue okay?
It's okay, yeah.
We've had this conversation recently. Yeah.
I had meringue on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's like, make your own eating mess.
Yeah, do your own eating mess.
Like a strawberry yogurt and then actual strawberries and then a meringue crushed on top.
Oh, I might bless someone.
Yeah, lovely. Great.
Philip, if you need anything else, you know where we are.
Claire Risley said, I got back from my 7-night all-inclusive holiday on Monday with only a £4.5 gain.
Ooh!
Which I thought was quite good.
That's my aim.
However, I haven't been able to get back on it since. Also, you're
also not my aim.
It's my daughter's birthday today, so it's cocktails and dinner tonight, followed by an afternoon tea and a buffet tomorrow. I'm tempted to have a go at making a Bruce for it, but I'm not sure that's a good idea as my next weigh-in is on Sunday. The diet starts again on Monday.
Oh, this is just making me think of post-holiday now.
Yeah, but just think of the holiday.
Yes, true. Oh, I'm so ready. I'm so ready.
It's coming across.
Okay,
like that,
fine. You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In Again sticker. Right, Slimmer of the Week. Oh, Victoria.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have to do it.
I can't.
You've got
I don't
to.
Want to.
You Come have on. To. Give it to him.
It's the only time I will. But producer Paul, you are this week's Slimmer of the Week.
Thanks
thanks to your wife, you're Slimmer of the Week.
Yeah, all right. I did the work.
Yeah,
really.
But no, she's done it all for you.
Mm.
Yeah, that's really true,
maybe
actually.
Maybe she should start cooking for us as well.
I mean, she has done.
Oh, that's true.
Is she making Easter sweet treats?
Yeah, what's she doing for
funny,
us
funny, I was
Easter?
Showing her, you know, do you know Becky XL on Instagram is like a big gluten-free baker?
Well, obviously, okay. We don't.
She's made an amazing, she follows us, actually.
Oh, nice.
She's made an amazing, it's like a cookie with mini eggs, pie, cookie base, cookie lid with chocolate in the middle. And I was showing my wife that the other day. That's how you get to make things
Great.
For you.
That's
just innocently,
of...
oh, look at this.
I
this
will
looks
take
good,
one
doesn't
of them.
It?
Yeah, I think I'll take some of that too.
I'm going to need that to be gluten-free though, because cookie is my thing.
But I bet she still does a good...
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah.
Okay, let's go and dream of that. And let me tell you now, thank you for listening to today. We'll be back Monday for Patreon members, then back here on Tuesday and Thursday on this feed. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.